Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, which is also 8 p.m. Pacific Time. We do a radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is always Ray Gebauer. Ray and I met forever ago. It's been probably almost 20 years, maybe even around that time. I met him as a result of him building a home-based business. He was doing great. He was doing some conference calls. I was listening, and I realized right away he's a good man, hard worker, super smart. And as a result of that, I always had a lot of admiration for Mr. Ray Gebauer. Even when I was in, I think it was in Seattle or Bellevue one time, I had a chance to meet him. So one of the times after that, people kind of move in different directions over 20 years, of course. And I saw his name, and I called him up, and I said, "Hey, Ray, you know, I haven't spoken to you for so long. Let me tell you what we're doing with the radio shows and some other things we're working on." And as I listened to what he was doing, I said, "You know, you'd be a great host for Building Fortunes Radio." So we decided that Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time would be a great time for him to be able to share his wisdom and his knowledge. So if you're looking for a great mentor, somebody that's super smart, hard worker, has your best interest in heart, and you want to work with Ray Gebauer, he's going to give you his phone number a little bit later on. But we also put up all of these radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio under buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray- like the little minus sign, Gebauer, and Gebauer is spelled G-E-B-A-U-E-R. And when you go there, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. So he's got a great topic, which is a continuation of last week's topic, but this is real serious stuff that you'll want to grasp onto and learn how to adjust. Some of it could be lifestyle changing, some of it could be life changing as well for you and many others. So Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing this special time with us. And I know it takes some time out of your busy schedule as well. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Peter. Well, I really appreciate you and all of you who are listening right now, live or the recording. I just feel so grateful I have opportunity to share some ideas that I believe can enrich your life. So you can have what I call an ABLE, ABLE, which is my acronym for a better life experience. And that's what we all want. We all want the same thing, just like we all need oxygen, food, and water. We all want to be happy. We want to feel secure. We want to feel like we're making a difference. We want to feel significant. We want to be feeling more fully alive and, you know, and healthy. But the big problem that interferes with all that and diminishes our life experience and actually contributes to disease and premature death, the biggest problem that is the real true pandemic, in my opinion, which isn't some virus. It's something that actually is very contagious, and like the whole world is infected. I don't know, probably 99%. And that's what we talked about last week. So I'm going to do a quick review, but you know, it was really important to get the foundation last week. So please, if you want to get the whole picture, the big picture, catch last week. It was some new insights that I had never had before. So I'm building on that. And so the big problem, to use the most general description, is stress overload. Now, stress itself is not a problem. Stress is actually good for us up to a point, but when it hits a certain, you know, tipping point, stress can really hurt us and kill us. It's a stress overload. And there's five different kinds of stress. You know, there's physical stress. There's, of course, psychological stress. There's electromagnetic stress. There's chemical stress and stress from just not having enough of something, deficiency-based stress, like not having enough sleep or not having enough food or oxygen. But in this series, we're focused on the psychological stress, which a lot of the research appears to validate that the number one factor in disease and early death is stress overload, particularly with psychological stress. Now, all those kinds of stresses sort of accumulate, add together. But the biggest kind of psychological stress that's most damaging, our biggest enemy that can like sneak in without us realizing it, and all of a sudden we're like overwhelmed by this, just like everybody, is the stress of fear. And there's other words for that. You know, you can sort of speak more softly about it as like concerns. Concerns are okay. Well, so is fear up to a point, but we get over-concerned and we worry and we have anxiety. And oftentimes the overwhelm leads to depression and sometimes anger. And actually none of those emotions are harmful in themselves. There's the right time to have fear or anxiety or depression or anger. And there's times where we should be and we'll be out of balance not to feel those things. But the problem isn't the emotions. The problem is the stress overload, is how long we stay with that emotion, you know, particularly with fear. Well, all of them, really. It's okay to be depressed for a while, but you got to snap out of it. Same thing with fear. You know, the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. But the beginning of wisdom is fear also. So, you know, fear protects us. We need it for our survival. But if you stay in that mindset for too long, not only does it depress your immune system, it makes you more like a sitting duck for some disease, whether it's cancer or diabetes or heart disease, but also it diminishes your intelligence. Because as emotions go up, particularly fear and anger, intelligence goes down. That's true for all of us. And when that happens, especially if it's prolonged, we essentially become mentally disabled or emotionally disabled. We can't function as well. And you know, our energy is drained, and our experience of life and quality of life declines. So I'm not going to review, you know, the positive side of fear, catch that from the previous episode, but I'm going to focus on you know, how the fear is disabling and disempowering, and what do you do about it? It's one thing to say, okay, yeah, I'm drowning in fear or anxiety and worry, and it's not totally your fault, because like if someone throws you into the swimming pool or the lake or the ocean, it's not your fault that you got wet. And same thing with fear and really any emotion. Emotions are contagious. And so if when you're around a lot of people that are fearful, you become fearful, even if you didn't have a reason to be. If you're around people that are depressed, you tend to become depressed. You're around people who are angry, you tend to become angry. You're around people who are happy, you tend to become happy. If you're around people who are fat, you start to get gaining weight. You know, so these things are contagious, and we are somewhat victimized by being around people that have, you know, strong emotions, because it affects us. Now, we can overcome that, and it takes some work, and that's what we're going to talk about today, particularly in the context of what do you do about this. So last week, I shared a new insight based on a passage from 2,000 years ago. I've read it many, many times, and it didn't fit into my philosophy, and so I just sort of ignored it until all of a sudden I saw, oh, here's how this fits into everything. And it's a popular passage in 1 John 4:18, where it says that the fear is not in love, but complete fear, often mistranslated perfect or perfect love, but mature or complete love deletes fear or drives out fear or casts out fear. It says the one who is fearing has not been completed in mature love. So for the most part, I think reading that and understanding it is not really that helpful, because most people have such a vague idea of what love is. And what I'm going to claim here is your best hope and best chance, or even the cure for stress overload, and particularly fear and all the variations of fear like anxiety and worry, is of love in terms of the four distinctions or the four dimensions of love, which I covered in detail last week. So the four dimensions of love I think we really need to clearly see and understand, so we can actually harness the power of love rather than just a vague general concept. The four dimensions of love is caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. It's sort of like if you want to score in a baseball game, it's not enough to get on first base. I mean, that's a good start, right? But to get any points, you got to go around all four bases. For your car to work efficiently, you need all four wheels. For a regular table to be stable, you need all four legs, ideally at the same length. So those are the four dimensions or distinctions. So one of the ways that we can grow in being more mature and complete as a loving person is what I'm going to cover tonight. Because it's one thing to agree and understand the concept, but understanding it can be the booby prize. Okay, so you understand how it works, but how's that working in your life? You know, knowledge is useless and can even make us arrogant unless we learn how to
Hey guys, Peter's here. Rega Bauer just dropped off. I'm sure he's going to be calling in, so give us 1 minute. Rega, that's all I'll do is I'll play a radio. So here he comes. Rega Bauer's coming in. Here we go. Hey, Ray, you're back.
Okay.
Yep, you're back.
Yeah. I was so afraid this would happen once in a while. Several times a day, my phone just drops calls, and then I can't
that's
call
okay.
out. It's
busy. Not a big deal.
Yeah, turn
you
off.
Made it.
Anyway,
you made it. You're good to go.
Didn't lose too much time. Okay, so I was saying that the knowledge is useless and can be the booby prize unless you really get it internally and you can apply it. So I'm going to share three letters with you, three words that I think is really useful to help you to grow in being more fully who you are, you know, a loving person, as defined in this model, the diamond love or the four dimensions of love. of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. Now, I got this insight from Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I highly recommend him. He's a sort of a psychologist, entrepreneur, and does a lot of great videos. And he said, if you want to improve on something, you've got to do three things. You got to be aware, then you got to measure it, and then you've got to report it to get the best results. So whatever it is. So let's apply it to, say, like a business. Let's say you have a goal of whatever. You're going to talk to five people. Okay, so first you have to have awareness and remember to do it, awareness. But then you have to measure it, keep track of what you're doing. And just by measuring it, you're much more likely to do it if you're committed to measuring it. And then if you really want to get the best results, you've got to report it to somebody. You got to not just keep it your secret. So when you create accountability and report it on top of measuring it, then you get far better results. So we're going to apply that principle to the four dimensions of love. So if you want to be more of a caring person, it's the AMR. You know, awareness, you got to remember, well, this is important. You want people to care about you. You want to feel appreciated. You want to, you need to be appreciating others and connecting. And so caring, you know, here's how you can measure it. And I know this is subjective and doesn't have to be accurate, but it's extremely useful. Because remember, whatever you measure improves. Wherever you put your attention improves. Energy follows attention. So you got to put attention on this and awareness. And then one way you can measure these four dimensions of love is you just use a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, ideal, and 0 being like nothing. So... And you have to measure this just not in general, because love doesn't exist in general out there somewhere where you can observe it or take a video of it. Love is like the bridge between two people. It only occurs in reality in a relationship. So these numbers will be different with different people. So you can, so on your caring, so can be the highest. What number would you give yourself? And you could do this on a daily basis, probably ideal, or at least weekly. And so with a given person, say your spouse, or with your parent, or your child, or a friend, and you want to deepen the relationship, say, so how caring am I with this person? And honestly, I say, well, I'm at a 7. It might be 8 or 9. And so if it's, say, a 7, well, you ask yourself, well, so what do I need to do to make it 8 or 9? Or maybe you're in a relationship where, you know, there's issues and problems and the caring level is down to 2 or 3. And so you ask yourself, okay, that's sort of low. What can I do to get it up 1 or 2 more points? So that awareness and then measuring it really empowers you to improve in that particular dimension. The second dimension of love in my model is connecting. This is so important. And when we think of love in general, we think about being a caring, nice person. But the connecting is so much more critically important because you can care, but if you don't connect and if you don't commit, not creating value, that's just very, that's fractional love. It's partial. It's very incomplete. So how are you doing with connecting, say, with your spouse or a parent or a child or your friend or whoever it is with whom you have a relationship, 0 to 10? How strong or how deep is the connection? You know, maybe it's a 5. Or if it's an 8 or 9, that's great. What can you do to up it one more point? And so the AMR, you know, awareness or attention, you know, measuring it, giving it a number, and then tracking it. And so you write it down. So if you're doing this on a daily basis, if you want to really celebrate your progress with a particular person, do this at the end of the day. So how did I do today? My caring, okay, well, maybe it's a 5. My connecting, maybe that was a 6. And then same thing with commitment. That's the third dimension. So how did you do today with this particular person? You know, not just in general, because, you know, this love is potential, is a concept, but it only really exists between, you know, people. So you got to do this with each individual person. And you can do this with you and God too. So how are you doing in caring about God and connecting with God and committing to God? You can, you know, score yourself, rate yourself, you know, with God as well. So I think that's really important. I do that myself. So, say, well, so this week and today, you know, what's my score with God or with my spouse or whoever it is? So the third dimension is commitment. You know, it's nice to be connected to somebody, but, you know, if there's no real commitment to that person's, you know, well-being and what's best for them, you know, it could be like a one-night encounter. You're really well connected, and then you never see them again. But, you know, to have a deep ongoing relationship and to fully express love, there has to be that commitment in place. So how strong is your commitment? Say, if you're married, in your marriage, 0 to 10. You know, maybe it's a 4 or 5. Maybe it's a 7 or 8. Whatever it is, you got to be aware of it. Write it down, measure it, and then track it over the week and the next 30 days, and, you know, see how much you can move it up the scale. You know, just one point is worthwhile, going from a 6 to 7 or 7 to 8 or whatever. So that's 3 out of 4. So the baseball diamond metaphor, we got 3 bases covered. Got to get a first base carrying, you know, measure it. And then you want to be reporting this somehow, maybe on Facebook, I don't know, or to your best friend, or certainly write in your journal, but it's better to report your progress with somebody. And that just really exponentially increases your results and your growth. So first base is caring, and you measure that and report it. Second base is the connecting, measure that, 0 to 10, and report it to somebody. And then third base is committing, and measure, report that. And the fourth base is really where the rubber meets the road. You have to have this. This is the creating dynamic, the creating dimension, creating value. If you're not creating value, you don't have full love. You don't have that teleos or telia. That's the Greek word for complete love or mature love. So you got to be creating value. So it's not enough just to be caring, connecting, and committing. How much value are you creating? That's a really important question. And so let's measure it. 0 to 10. How much value are you creating with that particular person? Or even with God, how much value are you creating for God? You know, whatever it is, that's what it is. And then you measure it, keep track of it, and then say, well, no, what can I do to get it up another point? Because it's not enough to be potentially a loving person. We've got to be living that way. We have to be, you know, expressing it. And one of the best ways to be more authentically loving in a mature, complete way in all four dimensions is paying more attention to it, to the four distinctions, measuring it. I'm suggesting on a scale of 0 to 10, and then report it to somebody. And so how are we doing with the creating value element? That's where the rubber meets the road. That's the action part of love. And so whatever that is, even if it's like 8 or 9, say, so what more could I do? Because that's the whole purpose of life, really, is to be a person of love where you're caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. You think about it, that's how God acts. That's the way God is. God's four-dimensional love, right? He's caring, connecting, committing, creating value. So if you want to be like God, if you want to be a person that other people like and admire and respect and want to be around you, what attracts people? It's the three L's. It's light and life and love. So we're focused on the love element. But so the more loving you are, not just in your heart, but in how you live, that L-O-L, or the, yeah, sorry, yeah, L-O-L, living or lifestyle of love, or loving out loud, you know, the more you do that, the more people are going to like you and appreciate you and respect you, want to be around you, and you'll have more influence. If you're involved in a business, the more loving you are in these four dimensions, the more you'll be able to help people and serve people, the more open they'll be to you. So you can measure your expression of love in your business. And you may be talking to lots of different people. So measure that. How are you doing in the four C's of caring, 0 to 10, connecting, 0 to 10, committing, 0 to 10, and creating value, 0 to 10. Now, I know I said it has to be like individuals, but you can do an average there, like on a project, like a business or a venture like that. You know, how are you doing in general? But the most value, I think, is when you you evaluate and score yourself, rate yourself with it in an individual relationship. So, and this is, and you can turn this around and you can sort of more accurately evaluate how loving someone is toward you. Like if you're dating somebody, and you say, well, how loving is this person? And they seem really nice, but if you go through those four distinctions and evaluate it from those four distinctions of caring, connecting, committing, creating value, you know, and with a number, you know, that can be really useful. You can still get faked out in that kind of situation. But so that's the tool that I recommend that you try out for at least a week, obviously for a month. Start paying more attention to the four distinctions of love and measuring it with a number, and then find somebody that you can report it to. Make sure you write this down every day. I would do it daily, but at least once a week. And this will help you dramatically grow as a person and be more alive. And the more loving you are, as love goes up, fear goes down. Think of it this way. Love eats fear for lunch. And so if you want to overcome fear, anxiety, worry, and depression, don't focus on getting rid of the darkness. Focus on turning on the light, and the darkness goes away. And the brightest light, the most healing light, is love, particularly when you are aware of and measure and report the four dimensions of love. Okay, I think I'm about out of time. I hope that's helpful. I really urge you, invite you to try this out of measuring love and see how much difference it makes for you in the next 7 days. Okay, thanks, Peter. Any comments or questions for me?
Nope. Great information as usual. Could you do me a favor? Make sure everybody has your phone number so they can get in touch with you.
Yes, yeah. Easy to get in touch with me. My phone number is 360-206-9266 here in Vancouver, Washington. Again, that's 360-206-9266. So if this resonates with you, if you want to chat with me, explore possibilities, maybe working with me, you know, call me, call or text me, and we'd have a conversation for possibilities, maybe give you some clarity, some guidance, and help you to have a better life and get to where you want to go. So thank you so much, Peter. Appreciate you and love all of you listening. Thank you.
Excellent. We'll see you next week on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.